Yeah.
Decisions on our virtual concept, how we're going to make what material we're going to use and all that sort of thing. The meeting will be 40 minutes long. And we will together have a coffee against that first presenter.
Okay. Doing some research into the different components that we could use and what's available to us to actually make the remote control. First of all, we have to look at how the remote control is actually going to what is happening inside the casing, which is more your field. The main internal feature is a circuit board, which contains all the electronics and also the contacts with the power source. It's not necessarily a battery, is it? There are several components of the circuit board that we need to consider, where we'll be getting them from, what they'll be made of, including the integrated circuit, which is also known as the chip, which is where all the main information is contained, diodes, transistors, resonators, resistors, and capacitors all need to be considered as well, and all that positioning in the circuit. Are they all included? They're all different options, they're all separate, apart from the chip, yeah, which we'll probably decide whether we buy a simple or regular appliance. We can go into that later. All the other things are individual components that we have to get in separately and work out the most like effective circuit and keep another wire and like that. And the LED, of course, so that's the light emitting diode, so we could. So we've got like flexibility with loads of things with that as well. Okay, there are lots of different possibilities for the energy source. We could use a basic battery, but that brings with it like the need to be recharged and we've built the size of it as well. And they're not so great to dispose of environmentally. There's the hand-powered dynamo, which is a sort of thing that was used for torches 50 years ago. A bit out of date. Kinetic energy is something that's been recently developed. What is a hand-powered dynamo? Where you manually charge up the power, like you
just
wind up something. Sorry?
Just every once in a while?
Yeah, every once in a while. But
it'd be kind of strange to
step back
yeah.
in time. I don't think it would really be with cutting edge technology.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas kinetic energy is a new idea that's been used by some watches and other devices where you just shake the device. Energy is transformed into power to make the circuit work. Or the solar power, which we've been considering inside a building, which is where it's going to be used, might not be quite so useful. But let's look into it. Maybe I'll be on control there. Lots of considerations in the case, like what sort of shape it would be, curved or flat, so that's got a lot to do with the ergonomics. How comfortable and sits in hand, you don't want something that's huge and you can't pick up, or too small, or too slidey. I know I've had one like control before which you couldn't tell which was the front and the back. So it had so many buttons on and the shape was so symmetrical that I'd be pressing like a volume button instead of the on button because you can't really see. You also can choose what materials. We could use metal, we could use rubber, which might be more ideal for. source. I think that's quite an advanced kind of technology. It's not been seen before, so it could be quite a novelty factor, attractive as well, and also energy saving, because you're producing the energy. You don't need an external battery supply or solar panels. You just give it a shake.
Yeah.
Sounds brilliant to me. So every casing, I think, will probably be the best if we're going for the anti-RSI and like more choice with aesthetics, like you can pretty much any color you want. More flexibility there. And probably the regular kit is supposed to be where we could possibly have the scroll and the push, but no LCD, because we probably can't afford that one.
Yeah. And one thing with the rubber casing is that it would be rubber encapsulating all these chips and diodes and delicate technology as the exterior, so one of the
I think that would there would be in sort of more internal casing, and the rubber would just be the what's in contact with the human. Yeah.
Another thing is it might be more difficult if it's a rubber exterior. I mean, we're talking about putting on interchangeable plates.
Yeah.
I don't see how like a rubber plate going on top of it staying there. If it was sort of like a clip-on plastic plate, it would work that way.
Maybe if the if it was just kind of more of a rubber coating which was on to a case, so it just kind of the whole thing would be removable.
Like plastic with rubber kind of on top.
Yeah.
Well, there is a certain phone that has like a rubber casing, but like a Nokia, it is. It's
without a casing,
it's
just protective as well. It stops it, I mean, it will reduce the impact if it was dropped or something.
Yeah.
Well. Maybe a mixture of both.
So the actual remote would be hard plastic.
And then,
yeah.
And the remote is obviously on it.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Is it possible to put designs onto this type of rubber?
As far as I know, it should be.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I think that it's worth it. Kinetic energy source. It can make, and you can have any kind of style with these heavier bulky.
Yeah,
just for environmental
reasons.
I guess it's a bit scary because it hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
So it seems we need to do more research on it. Or I think you can have a battery pack.
Like as
backup. That would be good, Maybe we could, you were saying about solar power maybe not working indoors, but a lot of calculators have solar power, so maybe that could be incorporated.
Maybe that could be the backup.
Yeah. Do those calculators, I don't know how it works.
You can have the solar energy and then it can store that energy. It just needs to be in light for a certain amount of time per day, a few hours a day.
I think that might be a little impractical. Yeah, I think sometimes it's just sort of under a cushion.
Yeah. That's true.
People don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. I suppose it would be really annoying if you get I've got to charge my robot. That is that it's instant energy. You don't have to, you can shake it a few times or whatever, and
or just like work it out for you.
Yeah, I suppose.
You have to make sure it's
energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
not on my screen. Why? You don't know why? Oh, okay. Is it that one? I'm just going to go through the interface concept with you now. First of all, explain what a user interface is. It's the aspects of a computer system which can be seen or otherwise perceived, for example, heard or felt, maybe, or by the human user. And it's also the commands that the user uses to control its operation and to input data. There are two types of user interfaces. There's the graphical user interface, which emphasizes the use of pictures for output and a pointing device, for example, a mouse for input control. So that's sort of like the scroll thing we were talking about.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not really sure about the pictures. Maybe that's on an LCD screen, or maybe it's the buttons are pictures or something. Do you think it's? Yeah, yeah. So you must, for the graphical user, you must need some kind of presentation for the graphics, like an LCD screen. Yeah. 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 No, I think it's to do with the actual symbols that are on the that's on the buttons of the remote control, and well, it could be a scroller thing, and something could come up on the screen. Yeah. But I think we're going to go with the command interface anyway to make it more simplistic. But we could incorporate some of the graphical user points, as in just to make it nicer to look at, maybe. Like, I can't think of an example, but sort of like little pictures rather than. Like a little sound, instead of saying volume, like a little speaker or something, yeah, something. Yeah, perhaps, yeah, yeah, maybe. We've decided that the command interface would be the most useful for a remote control, as it would be less complicated and the controls would be more user-friendly. The remote control would be cheaper to design, so that we'd have more money in the budget to target the design area of the interface and make it more trendy and original. We'll have more money if we keep it simple. Yeah, seeing as it's quite a new technology. We also have to keep in mind when we're designing our more user-friendly remote control that a lot of interfaces consist of a clutter of buttons that their functions, colors, and forms aren't always helpful. Yeah. Yeah. And that all interfaces are different, so that doesn't improve the use of the product, so we need to come up with something that's easy to understand and maybe learn from the mistakes of other interfaces that can be too complicated for people to use. Does anyone have any questions?
Do you think that we should keep all
But yeah. In the phone that I was thinking of as well, when you change the covers of it, the little buttons that actually, you know, that control stuff are behind the rubber, so you can change the buttons when you're changing the faces. Do you know what I mean? Because it's just the wee control, yeah, thing that's behind it. So, I mean, we don't have to decide on one color. Each face could have its own color of buttons, maybe. Yeah. 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 That's everything then. Yeah.
So we can live up to our purpose of having a very fashionable remote control. Sorry. So just so you know, my method is mainly web-based research this time around. I also spoke with fashion experts in Milan, New York, and Paris. And I looked at the design reports from previous years here at Euro Remote, just so we can work off it and see how the fashions have changed. So I'll list the three most important aspects that I've come across, and they're each more important. First one is that there should be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. This should be a priority, as we've been saying. The second most important aspect is that the remote control should be technologically innovative. So I think we've done a lot of talking about that, just with lighting and the buttons and the face plates. So it looks like we'll be able to keep on track of that. And the third most important aspect is that the remote control should be easy to use. So pretty basic there. The recent fashion update, according to fashion watchers in Paris and Milan, is that fruit and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothes, shoes, and furniture. Also, in contrast, lastly, the field material is expected to be spongy. Again, we already discussed that with rubber versus high plastic bags. So, my personal preferences here, of course, is we've already talked about the personal face plates in this meeting, I'd like to stick to that. The fruits and vegetable themes, I don't know if that's going to work for us. Sounds
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Or just like, you know, really make it quite abstract if that fits in more with what we're doing instead of
Yeah.
fruits and vegetables. Just if you look at it straightforward, it's a bit, yeah, doesn't quite fit in with the trendy. Well, obviously it does if that's the current theme, but yeah, maybe we could.
Yeah.
Not photos, not fruits.
Yeah. Or banana shaped. Yeah. Where do you have to save it to? Okay. Just escape, I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Fully kinetic energy. Yeah. Is everyone happy with it? Yeah.
Hope so. Yeah, done. Yeah. Yeah, it's for the lighting,
because of the lighting that we've decided to put into it.
Okay, and pieces. Sorry, is this dependent upon shape or what it's made of, or?
I think this is just gonna be like a very outer case, which we will decide on the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess plastic and rubber,
Yeah,
coated rubber.
I
Plastic
plastic
rubber
coat.
and interchangeable, yeah, still going for that. Yep.
We decided on the component. I'm sorry, I've lost my PowerPoint thing, so I can't remember what it's called. It's the component. The command inter the command line interface, yeah. Yeah. I think that is, well, we haven't really made any decisions about what we're going to do about the cluster of button functions, colors, and forms, and the and consistent use. Like, what are our ideas to combat these problems? You know how different interfaces are very different and can be confusing because of their difference and because of the different clusters of buttons that they have. We haven't really decided what to do about that. Well, it's just where shall we locate the buttons? What kind of functions what shall we have? So pretty just the basic button functions. Yeah.
Yeah, and surely that would be like quite specific to
Yeah, each television. You don't
I think
change
that
that
comes up on
often,
the
yeah.
individual television set itself, isn't it? I'm sure it has its own settings, so you don't necessarily need to have it on remote.
Yeah.
So we're just going for power, channels, volume.
The other one was audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch. I mean, I sometimes use that. Some TVs will have the option of like living room style, movie style.
Yeah. It would seem silly if we weren't having anything else, just have an audio button though. Do you know?
Yeah, I don't. It's a problem with international gear, I think, if we have audio, because we don't know how other television work.
But
But
we
we know that everyone has this, it's the same.
Yeah, I guess it affects the marketing, because it is a good sales point to say, aren't you annoyed that you want to lower the volume button?
Yeah. That
I
could
think
be a
so,
sales
just make it
pitch.
a selling point that is just the basic.
Simple
Yeah,
and
I
yeah.
Okay, in closing, because we only have 5 minutes, we'll be meeting again in 30 minutes. We'll be working, probably we'll be working on the look and feel design. Is that right? Yeah, and these are interface designs. So this is
was the most popular thing that came up out of your market research, and I think we should keep to that rather than moving to animals, because even if that may not seem obvious to us, if that's what the surveys brought out, I think we should probably go along with that. So I suppose that will come out in our design development, but happy to go ahead with the fruit and veg.
Now, do you guys want an idea of how many
Yeah, what I was thinking, what do you think of this? Having the numbers kind of like not a bunch of grapes, but you know, like purple and kind of in a triangle, like grapes, like that's kind of fruity or something. That's just. Yeah. Okay.